ஓம் ஹரிஹி ஓம் தத்சத் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஓம் சதா சிவ சமாரம்பாம் வ்யாஸ சங்கர மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதை தேஜஸ்வி நாவதீதமஸ்து மா வித்விஷாவஹை. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. So we have to do the sixth verse today. Rahu grasta divakarendu sadrusho maya samachhadanat. Rahu grasta divakarendu sadrusho maya samachhadanat. சன்மாத்ரஹ கரணோபசம்ஹரணதோ யோபூத் சுஷுப்தஃ புமான். சன்மாத்ரஹ கரணோபசம்ஹரணதோ யோபூத் சுஷுப்தஃ புமான். ப்ராகஸ்வாப்ஸமிதி ப்ரபோத சமயே யஃ ப்ரத்யபிஜ்ஞாயதே. ப்ராகஸ்வாப்ஸமிதி ப்ரபோத சமயே யஃ ப்ரத்யபிஜ்ஞாயதே தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குருமூர்த்தயே நம இதம் ஸ்ரீ தக்ஷிணாமூர்த்தயே. ராகு க்ரஸ்த திவாகரேந்து சத்ருஷோ மாயா சமாச்சாதனாத் சன்மாத்ரஹ கரணோபசம்ஹரணதோ யோபூத் சுஷுப்தஃ புமான். ப்ராகஸ்வாப்ஸமிதி ப்ரபோத சமயே யஃ ப்ரத்யபிஜ்ஞாயதே தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குருமூர்த்தயே நம இதம் ஸ்ரீ தக்ஷிணாமூர்த்தயே. As I said, in the fifth month, in the fifth verse, Adishankara Bhagavatpada just offers his salutations to Guru Govindapada Acharya, seeing him as Dakshinamurti, by revealing a fact how Guru is the destroyer of the great delusion caused by the veiling power of maya. Maya shakti vilasa kalpita maha vyamoha samhari, he said that. And he also considers himself to be one of the very fortunate people to have had the blessing of a guru who could communicate, teach, and could remove the ignorance, who prevented him from remaining in the samsara, unlike other people who are in the, unlike other people who are in samsara. There he just enumerated a list of people who are all of who have the intellectual deficiency, who are all of the defective intellects, and because of different problems, including people like Buddhists who are thinkers, great thinkers. They're non-thinkers, they're also thinkers. Thinkers also, because of wrong thinking, they continue to remain in samsara without a clear vision. And the non-thinking, of course, simple people also remain in samsara because of their lack of thinking. He just only mentioned those people. He's towards the end, he also specifically mentioned Shunyavadi, Madhyamika Buddha, and the Yogachara Buddha. But there, in the fifth was, he does not refute any of those people of different views. So Dakshinamurti Stotram happens to be a very small Prakrana Granthaha. He does not present the refutation of those different erroneous views. Not only that, this text, even though it presents the essence of the entire Prasthanatrayam, still he does not refute the different schools of thought. His focus is mainly on presenting the main teaching of the Shastra. But in the sixth verse, he refutes only one philosopher, and he is a Shunyavadi, otherwise called Asatkaryavadi. Why? Because the Shunyavadi, otherwise called Asatkaryavadi, in whose view what is what the reality is non-existence, emptiness, nothingness is the reality for this Shunyavadi. But Shunyavadi is a great thinker. It's also believed even Shankaracharya was highly influenced by their thinking. But he does not accept their views. The reason is there's no fact in their view. Their view is not a fact. It has a lot of logical fallacies. So this Shunyavadi, being given to tremendous amount of thinking, he was able to find the loopholes in all other views. So this Shunyavadi refutes all different schools, people of different schools of philosophy, schools of thought, including other Buddhists, the philosophers of other branches of Buddhism also he refutes. And he sits there as a champion. So Shankaracharya thought, as I had no time to refute all of them, it's enough if you refute the champion, so you become a champion. So Shankaracharya, just by refuting Shunyavadi, he takes the champion's seat. That is what is done here in this, in the sixth verse. So refuting means what? Refuting means not that undoing something, pointing out the fallacy in other person's view is refuting. And when you, in order to point out the fallacy other person's view, you must present your clear view. He does this both in this verse. What is the reason for Shunyavadi, Amadhyamika Buddha, Asatkaryavadi to hold on to this view very strongly, that nothingness, emptiness is the reality? For him, reality of the entire universe is nothing. Reality of one's own self is nothing, nothingness, which means the universe has originated from nothingness. The universe which enjoys existence has come into existence from emptiness, nothingness. So he can say, yeah, I'm also nothingness. That is his view. So what is Jiva Swarupam? Nothingness. What is Jagat Swarupam? Nothingness. What is Ishvara Swarupam? There's no Ishvara. This is his view. And his view is based on the experience of deep sleep state. Sushupti avastha analysis. Sushupti avastha the Sushupti Avastha Anubhavaha, the experience of deep sleep state, is the basis for Shunyavadi to hold on to his view that everything has come into existence from nothingness. Okay. So here Shankaracharya gives a reason for that. He says, see this, there is absolute reality, ultimate truth, implied by the terms Brahma or Atma. And is Atma, what is that reality implied by this term Atma? Limitless consciousness existence. Satchidatma or Chit Sat Atma. Atma is only a word. That word implies the abstract reality, which is nothing but pure consciousness existence. He says, and this Atma is the reality, absolute reality. This pure consciousness is the pure existence, diagonally opposite vision of, opposite to the view of a Shunyavadi. For Shunyavadi, nothingness, emptiness is the reality. For an Advaiti, for Vedanta Shastram, declares this fact timelessly, reality is existence, diagonally opposite. Existence is the reality, their non-existence is the reality. And what is this existence? Irupu is pure consciousness. So reality is of the nature of existence, and it is actually of the nature of consciousness. So this reality is always there, beginningless, endless, changeless, anadihi, anantaha. Atma, anadihi, anantaha. Beginningless, endless. Then nirvikaraha, changeless. Beginningless, endless, changeless means causeless. So, changeless. Also, independent, swatantraha, anadihi, anantaha, swatantraha, nirvikaraha. Every word is important. And this is the reality. So, this reality is always there means, how does this reality obtain? It is said in the Shastram, this reality is there always, everywhere, in everything, pervading everything, in and through. It is said, whenever we experience something, so whenever we experience something and we refer to that object of experience through a given expression. We refer to that object of experience by a given expression. So I see, explain something, light, board, book, door, window, like that. Any object experienced is referred to as a given, referred to by a given expression. Similarly, Shankara Bhagavatpada, Vedanta Shastram says, Paramatma, ever existing Paramatma, is ever experienced. Paramatma is ever experienced, always experienced. Paramatma, there's never a time Paramatma is not experienced. Always experienced. How Paramatma has ever experienced? If Paramatma has experienced, what is that expression we use to refer to the Paramatma? See, Paramatma obtaining as consciousness existence is always referred to as I am. I am is the expression used by every individual to refer to Paramatma. Obtaining in the form of consciousness existence, I am. When you say I am Paramatma, experienced Paramatma alone is referred to as I am. So I stands for consciousness, am stands for existence. They're not two, one and the only reality, all pervasive reality, eternal reality, ever existing reality is referred to as I am. So what is I am? Pure consciousness existence. So in the waking state, in deep sleep state, what happens? In deep sleep state, what happens is all the avarna shaktihi of maya, the veiling power is dominant. Then vikshepa shaktihi, the projective power is withdrawn. Projective power known as vikshepa shaktihi is latent, dormant, and avarna shaktihi is dominant. So because of the dominance of the avarna shakti, dormant condition of the vikshepa shakti, mind becomes non-functional. The mind is completely withdrawn from, turned away from all the organs. And it is withdrawn, it is passive, non-functional, inactive. So all the thoughts are also withdrawn and they are resolved. When the mind becomes non-functional, inactive, passive, all the thoughts are withdrawn, then all the 10 powers, karma indriyani, jnana indriyani, all the 10 powers, subtle powers also become withdrawn, non-functional, inactive. When all the 10 powers along with the mind are said to be ekadasha karanani, 11 instruments. 11 instruments remain non-functional and inactive and passive. Then what happens to this all-pervasive reality, consciousness, existence implied by the term Atma, which is referred to as I am? I, the consciousness, existence, am in deep sleep state, I am. I, the consciousness, existence, am in deep sleep state, I am. You must be very careful with the word I am using, I am. I'm not saying I'm not, okay? I am. But now, in waking state, then the vikshepa shakti becomes dominant, avarna shakti becomes resolved, then what happens? The mind becomes functional. Sense organs become functional. Organs of actions become functional. All the organs are up. Then this knowledge of even this I am, consciousness, existence, Atma, Atma obtaining as consciousness, existence, referred to as Atma, continues to be there in waking state also as I am. Atma, the consciousness, existence, referred to as I am, is there in deep sleep state, continues to be there in waking state. What is the difference between waking state and deep sleep state? Atma, which is referred to as I am, was there in deep sleep state, continues to be there in waking state also. Only difference is, the difference is in the which power is active. When the Vikshepa is active, all the 11 Karanani are functional active. Mind and 10 organs are active and functional. In deep sleep state, they are withdrawn and non-functional. Difference is only in the functions. Functions are there in waking state. Functions are not there in deep sleep state. Because the instruments of functions, organs which are instruments of functions, are not withdrawn. So when what happens in waking state, when all the organs become functional, active, then there is activation of Triputi. There is activation of Triputi. Triputi Bedaha is activated whenever all the organs are functional. What is Triputi Bedaha? Knower, known, knowledge. Seer, seen, seeing. Hearer, hearing, heard. Smeller, smelling, smelt. Taster, tasting, tasted. Doer, doing, done. Like this, Triputi Bedaha becomes activated. So whenever Triputi Bedaha is activated, what happens? This all-pervasive reality obtaining as consciousness existence, referred to as I am, becomes qualified in the waking state. Consciousness existence becomes as though qualified in the waking state. When does it become qualified? Only in the waking state, only when the organs are functional, only when the Triputi is activated. As what? Suppose when an individual is involved in seeing something, suppose if I happen to see something, watch something, when I'm watching television with a total focus, there is a Triputi invoked. There's a seer, seeing, seen. Triputi is every experience invokes a Triputi. And there, what I do, what happens? This consciousness existence, which is referred to as I am, becomes as though qualified. About this I am is added to what now becomes added with the qualification of seer. So in, then seer I am. When the function of seeing happens, seer I am. Then later on, when I'm having the qualification of seer I am, then there is no qualification of runner I am. We are sitting and watching. Like that, when I shift my attention from seeing to listening to something, what happens? The seer qualification goes, I am, consciousness existence continues to be there as I am. But what changes? I am does not change, but qualification attributed changes. When the listening takes place, when I experience the classical music, then Triputi changes, Triputi activated changes, which means Triputi is activated in listening also, then this qualification of seer becomes hearer, then hearer I am. After some time, when the music concert is over, they get up and walk, then there is a walker I am. Then I go back home and eat, then eater I am. Like this, constantly so many things are happening from morning till evening until you fall asleep. And there are many experiences happen. And in every experience, in keeping with the relevant use of the organ, there is a relevant Triputi is invoked. Every relevant Triputi, there is a different qualification. Qualifications keep on changing. A seer. When there is a seer, there is no hearer. Hearer is there, then there is no runner. There is no runner, there is no doer. Like this, qualifications keep on changing. Hearer, I am. Seer, I am. Singer, I am. Doer, I am. Learner, I am. Runner, I am. Walker, I am. Like this whole day, so many qualifications. So many qualifications. Qualifications are attributed to I am. This Atma referred to as I am is attributed with many qualifications. Therefore, in waking state, when the organs are all functional, when the experiences and perceptions are possible, Triputis are activated. In keeping with the relevant Triputi activated, there's also relevant qualification becomes attributed to I am. So many, that is why this Atma obtaining in an individual in the waking state is qualified, individualized, limited, located, I am. Located, Atma as though. Okay, qualified, individualized, located, Atma, as though, the waking state. And the same thing happens in dream also. In dream also, this all-pervasive, everlasting reality obtaining in the form of consciousness existence implied by the term Atma, referred to as I am, is there also in dream state. In dream state also, that the dream experiences are there, dream body is there, dream instruments are activated, dream Triputi Vedaha is activated. Therefore, in dream also, the I am, even though I am, Atma, the unqualified, attributeless, non-located, non-locatable, limitless consciousness existence becomes what? Qualified. Qualified with the attributes. As what? There also seer, hearer, thinker, runner, doer, performer, enjoyer, receiver, with all qualifications. With all what? Attributed qualifications. Only in dream state and in the waking state, these organs are functional. Therefore, Triputi is activated. Therefore, qualifications are possible. This qualified, this Atma, referred to as I am, is as though qualified, located, and individualized, limited in the waking and dream states. Now, what happens in deep sleep state? Shankaracharya says, in deep sleep state also, make a note, in deep sleep state also, this limitless consciousness existence implied by the term Atma, referred to as I am, obtains in deep sleep state also. So, I am in deep sleep state. I am in waking state. I am in dream state. But how am I in dream deep sleep state? In waking state, in dream state, as I said, as the functions are happening, all the organs are active, functions are happening, Triputi is invoked. Therefore, I am qualified, individualized as though. Whereas in deep sleep state, all the functions and deep sleep state, all the organs are withdrawn, non-functional, non-activated. Therefore, I am without any qualifications. Is it clear now? In deep sleep state, Atma, the consciousness existence referred to as I am, there in deep sleep state without qualifications. So we can say in deep sleep state, there is unqualified, qualification free, attribute less, non individualized, pure consciousness existence am I in deep sleep state. Okay, so what Shankaracharya says, the problem is when the Atma referred to as I am obtaining in deep sleep state is unqualified, attributeless, non-individualized consciousness existence is not available for experience and transaction. Not available for experience and transaction. The qualified, the consciousness existence referred to as I am, obtaining in the waking and dream, being attributed, with the qualifications. With the qualifications, as individualized consciousness, Atma is available for experience, available for enjoyment, available for transaction. In deep sleep state, not available for transaction. This is the only difference. Why not available for transaction? Because transaction, interaction, experience involves division. It requires two other factors, two factors. As experiencer, experienced division is important. Only then experience is possible. Whereas in deep sleep state, Atma, the consciousness existence referred to as I am very much there, but this Atma is indivisible, undivided. Therefore, there is no experience possible, no transaction possible, no interaction possible. That is why in deep sleep state, what we have is one blankness. What is experienced in deep sleep state? Not that blankness. The blankness is absence of experience is due to the divisionlessness of the Atma. The same Atma is divisionless in the waking and also in dream state. But what happens? There are qualifications attributed to this attributeless Atma in the waking and the dream. For the qualifications to be attributed, there must be what? Triputi activation. There must be all the organs must be functional. And there must be functional. So here it is. Shankaracharya says, this deep sleep state, because there's no qualification for the Atma, this unqualified, attributeless Atma, being not available for transaction experience, is mistaken for non-existence. Is it clear? The pure consciousness existence, being unqualified, being attributeless, not being available for transaction experience, is mistaken for non-existence. So non-interactability, non-transactability, not availability for experience is mistaken to be non-existence. Because when something is not available for experience, it is very natural for the human mind to think the not being available for experience, non-transactability is naturally mistaken for non-existence. Because when there's no transaction, there's no prominence. For something to be prominent, it must be able to draw the attention. Something to be able to draw the attention to be functional, available for interaction. If a person is not available for interaction, transaction, experience and enjoyment, that person does not become very prominent. In the same way, Shankara Bhagavatpada says, this all-pervasive reality, pure consciousness existence, implied by the term Atma, always referred to as I am in deep sleep state, in dream state and waking state, is very much there in deep sleep state as what attributeless, unqualified, non-individualized, pure consciousness existence. Therefore, non-interactability should not be mistaken for non-existence. What is in deep sleep state is not shunyam, not nothingness, not emptiness. In what is in deep sleep state is unqualified, attributeless, non-individualized, pure, all-pervasive, pure consciousness existence referred to as I am. So, first, this is what is now giving the clear vision of the fact that Atma is the very reality which is there always. Then he says, but how is it now in deep sleep state? Not as the qualified, as unqualified means sanmatraha. Sanmatraha means as pure existence without qualification. Sanmatraha asti. Puma. And he says, this consciousness existence, this reality, consciousness existence, obtaining in deep sleep state without the qualifications, without being available for transaction experience, is like the sun and the moon, which are eclipsed by the shadow planet Rahu. Which means when the sun or the moon eclipsed by the Rahu, the shadow planet, then sun or the moon are not yet prominent. Even though being eclipsed by Rahu, the shadow planet, sun is not prominent, still sun, we do not take it as non-existent. So non-prominent sun engulfed by the shadow planet as though is not mistaken to be non-existent sun. Eclipsed sun is not non-existent sun. Eclipsed moon is not non-existent moon. Similarly, unqualified, attributeless Atma consciousness existence is not non-existent Atma. Unqualified, attributeless consciousness, pure consciousness existence is not non-existent, non-prominent, but not non-existent. Okay? And he says, and this eclipsing is caused by Rahu. What causes the eclipsing? What makes the sun and moon non-prominent? What causes the eclipsing is the Rahu, the shadow planet. Similarly, here also eclipsing, as though eclipsed. This non-prominence of the Atma also caused by what? Avarna Shakti of Maya. Maya samachadana, Maya samachadayati. This Maya, Avarna Shakti of Maya, the veiling power of Maya causes the eclipsing of the Atma. Not eclipsing really, which means when the Avarna Shakti is activated, Vikshepa Shakti is withdrawn, all the 11 organs become non-functional and non-active, Triputi cannot be activated, then all the qualifications become resolved. Doer, thinker, runner, seer, hearer, all the qualifications become resolved. minus all the qualifications, Atma referred to as I am remains as I am, a qualification free, attributeless, pure consciousness existence in sleep. What causes the non-prominence of the Atma is Mayayaha Avarna Shaktihi, Avarna Shakti, veiling power of Maya. What is the proof for that? How can we, suppose Pushunyavadi asks, what is the proof? You say, this all-pervasive reality, consciousness existence, implied with the term Atma, obtaining, referred to as I am, is there in deep sleep state. What is the proof? How do you know? I cannot believe that. He says, I don't need to give you too many examples. Still, let me answer you. You know, Anubhava Pramanam. See, when in his commentary on this verse, other acharyas give two more pramanams. Shankara Bhagavatpada gives here Anubhava Pramanam, the evidence. Evidence, the proof that Atma obtaining in the form of pure consciousness existence is there in deep sleep state also. I am in deep sleep state. I am in waking state. I am in dream state. Always I am. The proof is, he says, Anubhava Pramanam means the evidence, the proof is our own experience. In fact, there's the evidence in Chandogya. So many evidences are there. One of the well-known evidence, Shruti Pramanam, evidence from the Shruti is from Chandogya Upanishad. It is said, you know, I'll come to the evidence later on. Let us finish this verse here. And we can also give Yukti Pramanam. Three pramanams can be given. Yukti Pramanam is logical evidence. Your own reasoning also can be given as an evidence. Experience can be given as an evidence. Shruti Mantra also can be given as an evidence. Shruti Pramanam, Yukti Pramanam and Anubhava Pramanam. Anubhava Pramanam is easy for everyone. Why? All of us have this experience. And from that evidence, Shankaracharya uses the noun. In other commentaries also, in Upanishad commentaries also, he mentions this word, Pratyabhijna. Pratyabhijna is the evidence. See, Abhijanati knows, Janati knows, Abhijanati knows, Pratyabhijanati recognizes. So Pratyabhijnanam, recognizing, Pratyabhijna, recognition is the evidence, proof. What is recognition? What is recognized by whom? It is said, the person who is in deep sleep state, the person who is in deep sleep state, when he wakes up from sleep, Prabodha Samaye, on his waking up from sleep, the person who is waker, the Atma obtaining, which is as consciousness existence, referred to as I am, Atma, referred to as I am, is there with the qualification, what the waker qualification, I am the waker. Okay, this Atma referred to as I am on waking up from sleep is available for recognition as what? with the waker qualification, I am the waker. The waker I am. The waker I am. And the waker can see, I the waker am was there before in sleep as the sleeper. I the Atma, I the consciousness existence, I the consciousness am existence, I the Atma was there in sleep before. I who was there in sleep before am now as the waker. I who was in sleep before as the sleeper am now as the waker. Is the proof, is the evidence. It means what? And who is recognizing? The waker recognizes the sleeper. Who is recognized? I am the evidence for my own existence in sleep. And I am the evidence for, I am recognizing myself. I am recognizing myself. I am recognized by myself. How am I recognized by myself? I who was there in sleep before am now here as the waker. This is called what? Pratyabhijna. This is the Anubhava Pramanam. Can you say I was not there in sleep? Put up your hand, any of you here who says I am not there in sleep. Please put up your hands. I was not in sleep. Who has the guts to say that? Nobody can deny one's existence in sleep. I was very much there in sleep. I slept before. And now on waking up from sleep, the person has to say, I who was in sleep before am now as the waker. This is the proof, evidence. It's an Anubhava Pramanam. And reasoning. What is the logical reason? What is the Yukti Pramanam? Yukti Pramanam. Swamiji always likes this. Why do you want a big reasoning to this? Just take always, already modern science has accepted this fact. What is it? No, law of conservation of matter and energy is the proof. Nothing can be destroyed. Nothing can be created. So something existent cannot come into existence from non-existence. Something existent cannot originate from something non-existent. How can non-existent thing from non-existent, something existent has come into existence? It is illogical. This is the proof. In fact, Shankara Bhagavatpada, I think I mentioned this to you some other context also. If at all somebody says, I was not there before, now I am back now. Now I am here. Somebody says, how do you know that you were not there before? That's the question. How do you know that you were not there before? So you were there very much. That's why you know that you were not there. Even to say you were not there, you must be there. One thing. Second thing. I slept before. This is Shankaracharya's own sentence. Prag swapsam. Prag aham aswapsam. Prag before aham aswapsam. I slept before. If you say, I is a subject of the act of sleeping. Sleep is a verb. Slept is a verb. A word denoting an act of sleeping cannot be without a subject. If there is a sentence without a subject, sentence having a verb without a subject, that is grammatically erroneous sentence. Okay? If a sentence which has a verb without a subject, it's a grammatically erroneous sentence. There cannot be a word denoting an action without an agent of action. Therefore, I slept before means I was there very much before in sleep, and the same I who was in sleep before am now in the waking state. This is the X thing. Then in Chandogya Upanishad, 6th chapter, 8th section, he said, Yat Purushaha Swapiti Nama Sata Saumya Sada Sampanno Bhavati. Sata as pure existence. Sada Sampannaha Bhavati. He Saumya Swapit Purushaha Swapiti Nama Sata Saumya Sada Sampannaha Bhavati. Swam Apito Bhavati is a very beautiful mantra. Swam Apito Bhavati means here Rishihi Uddalakaha tells his son Shvetaketu, whenever a person falls asleep in sleep, the person is remaining himself as pure existence consciousness. Which means the person merges into himself. What does it mean? Again, don't get confused. Merging into oneself means whenever a person falls asleep, a person remains oneself. Just remaining oneself without any added qualifications is called what? Withholding oneself. Withholding oneself in one's own pure existence. Just being oneself is merging into oneself. Just being oneself is merging into oneself. Which means with remaining without any qualifications is called as being Sanmatraha. Okay. Therefore, that's all the teaching. Okay. You got now Shruti Pramanam, Yukti Pramanam, Anubhav Pramanam also. Let us see the mantra now, sloka now. He says, Yaha Puman, second sentence. Yaha Puman, the person, the person, Yenda Evoruvan, Sushuptaha Abhut, Yaha Puman Sushuptaha Abhut, the person who fell asleep, who has fallen asleep, this is better. The person who has fallen asleep, Yaha Puman Sushuptaha Abhut, has fallen asleep. Urangiyavanaha Ahirano. Yavanuruvan Urangiyavanaha Ahirano. The person who has fallen asleep or who remains asleep, what happens then? Sanmatraha. He remains as pure consciousness existence. He remains as pure existence. The person in sleep is pure existence. Pure existence means what? Pure consciousness. Pure consciousness existence means what? Unqualified, unindividualized, unlocated, unlimited. Atma. Why attribute, why no qualifications, no attributes in sleep? Because the reason is given. Upasamharanataha. Hetvarte panchami. Okay, panchami vibhakti is used for the reason is given. What is the reason why the person remains as pure, unqualified consciousness existence, unindividualist consciousness existence? Because the reason is upasamharanataha. Due to the withdrawal, upasamharanam, withdrawing, upasamharanataha, upasamharanat, upasamharanena, due to the withdrawal, hetvarte panchmida, due to the withdrawal of all the instruments, karananam upasamharanat, karananam upasamharanat, due to the withdrawal of all the sensor, all the organs. Which organs? Organs of actions, organs of knowledge, also antahkaranam, 11 organs. Ekadasha karananam upasamharanena upasamharanat, due to the withdrawal of all the 11 instruments, no functions happen in deep sleep state, no activity happens in deep sleep state, they're all resolved, therefore no triputi is possible, no triputi can be activated in deep sleep state, therefore all the qualifications become resolved. When all the qualifications go, without qualifications, without attributes, as unqualified, attributeless, as non-individualized Atma, am pure consciousness existence, sanmatraha asti. So, Puman, yaha sushuptaha abhut, karana upasamharanataha, sanmatraha asti. Remains as pure consciousness, pure existence. Sanmatraha, saha, sanmatraha bhavati. If you want to make a complete sentence, yaha puman sushuptaha abhut, saha, karana upasamharanataha sanmatraha bhavati sushuptau. Okay. When he remains as pure existence consciousness, what is the reason that is said here? He remains as pure existence consciousness without the qualifications because of the withdrawal of the sense organs and organs of actions. But why are the organs become withdrawn? Yet another even. Why are the organs become withdrawn? Because next antram, another panchami bhakti. Maya samachadanat. Due to the activation of the veiling power of Maya, achadanam is equal to avaranam. Okay, achadayati covers. A is a prefix. Achadayati is a verb. Achadayati is equal to avrunoti. Verbs. What's the noun? Achadanam, covering. Avaranam, covering. Achadanat, due to the covering of the Maya. Due to the activation of the veiling power of Maya. Maya samachadanat. So Panchami Vibhakti. Again, Hetu. Hetu is given. Reason is given. So Maya samachadanat, that gives the Hetu. Reason for what? That is the reason for the withdrawal of sense organs. Withdrawal of sense organs is the reason for Atma to remain without qualifications. Is it clear now? Yaha puman sushuptaha abhut karana upasamharanataha sanmatraha bhavati. Why? Maya samachadanat. We have to say yaha puman sushuptaha abhut saha maya samachadanat kama. Karana upasamharanataha sanmatraha bhavati. This is the meaning. Saha sanmatra bhavati. So, what does it mean? In deep sleep state, when a person falls asleep, he remains as unqualified, attributeless, pure consciousness existence due to the withdrawal of sense organs because of the withdrawal of the Vikshepa Shakti and activation of the Avarna Shakti. Veiling power of Maya. This is the first sentence. Like what? Example is given. Rahu Grastha Divakara Indu Sadrishaha. This Puman, this person, Yaha Puman Sushuptaha Abhu, who has fallen asleep, he is like what? Sanmatra. He remains as pure existence, as non-prominent, non-recognizable, non-interactable, non-prominent, like sadrushaha, similar to the sun and the moon. Induhu, moon, divakaraha, sun. Divakaraha means maker of the day. Sun is called Divakaraha. Pahalai Seihindravan. Divakaraha. Induhu, moon. And who? What about this Indu and moon? Rahu Grastha. Grastha eclipsed by the shadow planet Rahu. Like, Sadrusha means like, similar. So this Atma, the pure consciousness, this person who is nothing but pure consciousness, this Jiva, who is nothing but Atma, the pure consciousness existence, remains as the self, remains himself, non-prominent, without any qualifications, like the eclipsed sun and the moon, by the Rahu. Rahu Grastha Divakara Indu Sadrushaha Puman Tishtati. Puman Katamasti Sushuptau Sushupti Avastayam Jivatma Vastutaha Paramatma remains like what? Divakara Indu Sadrushaha Rahu Grastha Divaka Indhadrushaha. This Jivatma, who is essential another than Paramatma, remains non-prominent, non-recognizable, non-interactable, non-transactable, like the sun and the moon eclipsed by the shadow planet Rahu. Because of the activation of the veiling power of Maya, because of the withdrawal of the Vikshepa Shakti of Maya, because of the withdrawal of sense organs, Atma referred to as I am remains as I am, unqualified I am. And the same I am, what happens? Next sentence. Pragaswapsamiti prabodha samaye yav pratyabhijnayate yaha. Again, the same person, yaha sushuptaha, yaha puman sushuptaha abhut. The person who fell asleep, that person, yaha, the same person, yaha, again, prabodha samaye, vikindra pududu, on waking up from sleep, pratyabhijnayate, is recognized. The same person who fell asleep, who was fast asleep, is recognized on waking up from sleep as prag aswapsam iti. I slept before. I slept before. I was there as the sleeper, and now I am back as the waker. Prak aswapsam, I slept before. I slept before. Aswapsam, aham aswa, aham is understood. I slept prak before. Iti endre, naan uranginen munbu endre. Prabodha samaye, on waking up from sleep. Yaha pratyabhijnayate, the one who is recognized as I was and I am. That Puman, who is that Puman? Who is that person? Essentially, pure consciousness, existence, Jivatma, you know, Jivatma, who is referred to as I am, is none other than Dakshinamurtihi. Unto him, my salutations. This is Shankaracharya. Puja Swamiji used to say, whenever he does the classes, this is the language of Shankara Ma. This is Shankara Bhagavatpada's Bhasha. This is his style, this is the language, this is his vision, this is how he communicates, this is how Shankaracharya articulates. I mean, Swamiji, whenever I do Dakshinamurti, I become emotional because this is how I felt. I fell flat because when I heard this unfoldment, when I was very, very young, I was too young to have. This made me sannyasi. This made me decide to go to sannyasa lifestyle. Unfoldment of these verses. But people, many things become nimittam, instrumental for people to decide their lifestyles. I was very, very young that time, but still something clicked. I was not even ready for understanding this stotra, that age. But something kicked for me. Okay. Rahu, is it clear now? The whole verse is complete. If anybody has not understood any of the word here, please let me know. Rahu grasta divakarendu sadrusho maya samachadanat. Sanmatrah karanopasamharanato yobhot sushuptav puman. Pragaswapsamiti prabodha samaye yav pratyabhijnayate tasmai shri guru murtaye namaidam shri dakshinamurtaye. Rahu grasta divakarendu sadrusho maya samachadanat sanmatra. A very important emphasis word, sanmatra asmi. I am there as pure, unqualified, attributeless consciousness existence. How can you say I am non-existent? How can you say nothingness is in deep sleep state? You have to come back to Purapakshi. How is it possible for you to say non-existence is there in sleep? What is there in sleep state is not non-existence but pure existence. San matraha. Iruppu mattume tuya arivaga irikkirathu. What is there is pure existence, non-recognizable, non-interactable. It is not non-existence. It is not emptiness. You are not emptiness, nothing as you are. Existence, pure existence, unqualified existence, non-interactable existence, non-transactable existence. I'm going to give you all the existence, okay? You are very much there, Purapakshi, in sleep. As pure existence, unqualified existence, unindividualized existence, non-located existence, attributeless existence, you are very much there. As existence, you are there as pure consciousness. It's not non-existence. Okay? So, Shunyavadi is refuted in this manner. So, when Shunyavadi is refuted, all other people, Dehatmavadi, Pranatmavadi, Indriatmavadi, all of them are refuted. I remember Swamiji saying, Vidyarana Swami goes one step ahead in his Panchadashi. He'll say, Shunyavadi, you are non-existent. So I don't need to waste my time to refute why you are not there for me. Nee illada aaloda sanda yen poduvane. Nee illaye. You are not even there. So what is the purpose of fighting with you or refuting you? You yourself say you are not there. So let me ignore you and move ahead, go ahead. That is how Vidyarana Swami does. But Shankara Bhagavatpada explains with patience. Rahu grasta divakare indu sadrushaha. Okay, eclipsed sun and moon are not non-existent sun and moon. Like that in sleep, unqualified, qualification-free, attributeless existence consciousness is not non-existent. Non-interactability, non-recognizability should not be mistaken for non-existence. And that sanmatraha, very important, sanmatraha asmi, without any qualification. And who is that? That sanmatraha atma is another than Dakshinamurti. Unto him, my salutations. Yaha pratyabhi jnayate, the one who recognizes on waking up from sleep, that Atma, that Puman, that Jiva, who is none other than Atma, referred to as I am, is Dakshinamurtihi. Unto him my salutations. Okay, finished. Rahu grasta divakarendu sadrisho maya samachadanat sanmatra karanopasamharanato yobhot sushuptah puman pragasvapsamiti prabodha samaye yav pratyabhijnayate tasmai shri guru murtaye namaidam shri dakshina murtaye. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.